Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that we have another opportunity to share the Lord's message. Let's first read two passages in Scripture.
首先, 我们请弟兄姊妹翻开彼得前书第二章。
Let's first turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章, 我们读第四跟第五节。
1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 5.
主乃活时固然是被人所弃的, 却是被神所拣选所宝贵的。
And coming to him as to a living stone which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God.
你们来到主面前, 也就像活死被建造成为灵宫, 做圣洁的祭司, 借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Let's now turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, we'll be reading verses 19 to 22.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅, 是与圣徒同国,是神家里的人了。
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上, 有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Having been built on the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
各房靠他联络的合适,渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord.
你们也靠他同被建造,成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
好,我们圣经先读到这里。So
this will conclude our scripture reading for now.
我们开始之前再请弟兄姊妹我们有一点祷告。So
before we begin, may brothers and sisters, may you pray once more.
主,我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
在七日的第一日, 我们能够在你复活的早晨一同聚会。
On the first day of the week, on this resurrection morning, we may be gathered together.
我们感谢你, 你是这一位复活生命大能的主。
We thank you that you are the Lord of the resurrection power.
你从死里复活。
You resurrected from death.
并且你升上了高天掳掠了仇敌。
And you ascended to heavens and defeated the enemy.
我们感谢你, 你如今在地上建立你的教会。
We thank you that today you are building up your church.
并且你把各样的恩赐赏给你的儿女。
And you have distributed various gifts to your children.
来建造你在地上的教会成为耶稣基督荣耀的见证。
To build up this church, we can become the glorious manifestation of Christ.
主,我们今天能够一同在你的跟前来领受你的恩典。Lord,
we are gathered here today once again to receive your grace.
愿你的灵与我们同在。May
your spirit be with us.
主,你的灵在哪里,哪里就得以自由。Lord,
where your spirit is, there is liberty.
主,求你在圣灵里面释放我们每一位弟兄姊妹。
May your Holy Spirit, may you reveal to us
叫受压的得释放,
so that we may be set free
叫软弱的再一次的刚强,
and that the weak may become strong.
我们一同等候在主的跟前。
Lord, we await upon you.
我们相信主你要祝福你的百姓。
Lord, we believe that you will bless your people.
愿你的话在圣灵里面来
May your word in the spirit become our source of life.
我们把感谢敬拜归给主。
We give you all our worship and praise.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray all these things in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹,我们, 上一次交通到, 这一个教会是一个团体的新人。
Brothers and sisters, last time we shared on how the church is a corporate new man.
那我们知道教会呢，乃是被建造起来的。
And we know that the church is something that was built up.
我们每一个圣徒乃是在基督里被重生。
And all of the saints were redeemed in Christ.
但是每一个个人的重生不等于教会也是被生下来的。
But every new man does not mean, being a new man does not simply mean the church came out of that.
教会乃是借着每一位重生得救的圣徒，我们一同被建立起来。
But rather, it is every person who has been saved corporately being built up.
所以这一个建造的工程是相当荣耀的一个工程。
So this building process is a glorious process.
因为就着天然人来说，我们每一个人都不同。Because
to the natural man, every person is different.
我们有不同的想法。We
have all different thoughts.
我们有不同生长的环境。We
all have different environments which we were brought up in.
我们有不同的个性。And
we all have different personalities.
如今，神在基督耶稣里要把我们建造成为基督的身体。So
today he. God wants to use us to build up in this body of Christ.
在这一个身体的里面,
and in this body, we have a united testimony.
在人,
and by man, this is not possible.
我们看看教会2000年来在地上的历史。
So let's look at the history of the church in these 2,000 years.
有时候我们的心实在要叹息。
And oftentimes we just have to sigh and wonder. Today in God's church, there is many denominations.
有不同的教训,
and there are many teachings.
把神的儿女完全的分开,
that has completely separated God's children.
但是主的话不改变,
but God's word does not change.
教会是他的身体,
the church is the Lord's body.
是那充满万有者,
and it is the fullness which dwells in him.
所以我们, 不仅在这件事上, 我们要看见这一个属灵的建造, 除非神自己做。
So not only do we see that this spiritual building is something that God has to work,
并且他必定要成就,
but, and also that he will come to see it to pass.
那我们上一次交通到这一个团体的新人呢, 我们 主要交通到5个点。
So last time we shared on this corporate new man, we talked about 5 points.
那这五个点呢, 主要乃是讲到我们在这个新人的当中, 我们要被建造, 我们怎样在其中来服侍。
So when we talked about these 5 points, it was mainly about when we are being built up, how are we supposed to serve?
那这五个点主要乃是我们讲到 在我们基督徒的生活当中，我们首先要来奉献自己，交给主。So
the first point was that as Christians we need to offer ourselves up as a sacrifice to the Lord.
那第二个呢，主已经把这个属灵的恩赐赐给我们每一个神的儿女。And
the second is that the Lord has already given to us these many spiritual gifts.
所以我们需要按着我们个人的恩赐，我们在教会中服侍，好叫这个身体可以被建立起来。So
we need to serve according to the gifts that we have received, so that the church may be built up.
第三个，我们在服侍上需要忠心。And
the third, when we serve, we need to have this faithfulness and loyalty.
我想在主耶稣的身上，在使徒保罗的身上，在圣经给我们的记载，所有 服侍主的人，主在他们身上的要求只有一件事，乃是忠心。
Whether it's the Lord or Paul or many other saints, one thing that exists among them is faithfulness to the Lord.
那第四个呢，我们从圣经里面看见，我们的服侍要能够蒙主的称许，我们需要按着神的规矩。
And the fourth point is when we're serving, we have to serve according to God's rules.
这是保罗在临终的时候特别嘱咐提摩太。
And this is something that Paul had a very heavy burden to share to Timothy.
当然，保罗也对着哥林多的教会，对着各处的教会提出到，我们只有按着神的规矩，我们将来在主面前才能够得奖赏。
And also, Paul shared to Corinthians and the other church that we must serve according to God's rule so that we can receive the reward.
那最后一个点呢，第五个点呢，是讲到我们在爱中彼此建造，并且在爱中建立自己。
And the fifth point was that we as children need to build each other up and ourselves up in love.
那当然，这个包括我们在主里面一同配搭的服事。
And of course, this relates to how we serve in the Lord's body.
那今天啊，主这个负担呢，继续在我里面。我们一同再往前看，我们要来啊，看一下属灵的建造。
So today we'll look at something the Lord has placed a burden in my heart, which is the spiritual building.
那这一个属灵的建造呢，基本上我们要来看两方面。
So regarding the spiritual building, we'll mainly look at two aspects.
第一个方面乃是我们这个建造的根基。
The first aspect is the foundation of this building.
那第二个我们要来看这个建造。
And the second, we will look at the building.
好，我们首先来思想一下这个建造的根基。
Let's first consider the foundation of this building.
我想啊，许多福音的朋友或者啊宗教的人呢，他们在心中总是有个想法。
So I think according to our gospel friends or people who do not believe, they have this thought.
他们认为呢，宗教都是劝人为善。
They think that religion is just being nice to all those around you.
各个宗教都有它的特点。
And each religion has their own uniqueness.
他们觉得这个基督教呢，最大的特点就是博爱。
And they think that the biggest aspect of Christianity is universal love.
因为他们看见主耶稣在地上对着这些患病的、有需要的啊，甚至能够叫死人复活，主耶稣的爱实在是何等的广大。
Because they saw the Lord Jesus on earth tending to those who were sick or to those who were lonely, and he says, and they all say, "Wow, look at this man's love."
并且基督教，你看啊，盖了。多少的医院啊、学校啊、在穷人区里面许多的这些帮助人啊、还有等等社会福利的工作。
And they also point to the number of hospitals, schools, homeless shelters that have come out of Christianity.
所以人的观念呢，总是觉得各样的宗教不过是要把人类这个社会带得更好。
So they all think that religion is merely something that motivates man to be better.
但是圣经是这样告诉我们的吗？
But is this what scripture tells us?
我想我们需要从主的话来认识啊，在这一个信仰的根基上有一个确定的认识。
So I think we need to have a clear understanding of what this foundation is.
因为我们是在这一个根基上被建造起来的。
Because it is on this very foundation that we are being built up.
那我们去看这一个马太福音第十六章的时候。
So when we look at Matthew 16,
弟兄姊妹，如果去看马太福音第十六章。
If we look at Matthew chapter 16,
主耶稣带着他的门徒到该撒利亚腓利比的境界。
The Lord takes them to Caesarea.
那主呢就问他的门徒说，你们说啊，人说我是谁？
So when he came to the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked them, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?"
他们就对主说，人说你是施洗的约翰，或者是以利亚，或者是耶利米，或者是先知里面的一位。
And his disciples replied, "Some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets."
他们想到主能够与 历代以来这些有名的先知摆在一起，主在人的心目中已经有一个相当崇高的地位。
So the fact that his disciples placed the Lord on the level of these famed prophets, they already have a reverence for him.
但是主要他们清楚地认识他是谁。
But the Lord wants them to clearly know who he is.
并因为这一个认识影响到将来在整个神永远的计划里面非常重要的根基。
Because knowing him is this very important foundation of the plans that God has for them.
所以西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
So Simon Peter responds, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
主非常的高兴，因为父把他儿子启示在彼得的心中。
And the Lord is very happy because the Father has revealed this to his heart.
他说西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
And the Lord says, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
在这个启示的里面，主更往前启示。
And in this revelation, the Lord also reveals something further out.
我还要告诉你你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
He says, I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
在这里我们看见主对彼得说，你是这个西门巴约拿呢，他的名字主在这里把他改成是彼得。
So here, Simon Barjona,The Lord gives him a new name, Peter.
这个彼得呢，乃是一块小石头。
And this Peter is a small rock.
Stone. 然后呢，主说呢，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And the Lord says, I will build my church upon this rock.
主乃是那磐石。
The Lord is the rock.
所有信主的人，我们刚刚读的彼得啊。前书第二章的时候
So for us believers, when we read 1 Peter,
彼得体会主在这里对他所说的那一句话。
Peter here remembers what the Lord said to him.
主是那一块活石。
That the Lord is that living rock.
我们也像活石，每一位信主的弟兄姊妹，我们都是那一块像彼得一样小石头。
And we also share this rock, and all of us, we are Peter, we are like the living stones.
主要把我们建造起来在这一个磐石的根基上。
And the Lord wants to build us all up on the foundation of this rock.
那这一他的教会在这里被建立的时候，他有一个性质呢，就是阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And when he established the church, he noted that the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
这个阴间的权柄呢，原文的意思就是阴间的门。
And the translation says the gates of Hades.
那这个门呢，在圣经里面基本上有几个意思。
And this gate has several meanings.
当然门首先的意思就是交通来往。
And of course, the first meaning is that the gate is the means to access.
但是在旧约圣经更给我们看见呢，所有的审判官长老呢，在判断一切事的时候都坐在城门口。
And we also, the other meaning is that we know that many judges, they sit in front of these gates.
所以这里乃是表明一个主权的管理，有一个权柄在那里。
So this is to show that the Lord has this authority.In front of this gate.
所以城门呢，又表明一件事情，就代表能力。
So the gate also represents power.
所以我们在这里看见呢，阴间的权柄，阴间的能力不能够胜过主的教会。
So we see here that the gates of Hades cannot overcome the church.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
教会乃是在主复活的生命的根基上所被建造起来。
the church was established on the resurrection life of Christ.
当主被钉十字架并且从死里复活之后,
when the Lord was nailed to the cross and when he resurrected from death,
他从死里复活, 乃是复活的生命吞灭了死亡,
and his resurrection life defeated death.
并且他把阴间的钥匙夺回来,
and thus he took back the keys to the gates of Hades.
在这个根基上, 教会要被建立起来,
and on this foundation, the church will be built up.
弟兄姊妹, 阴间的权力, 阴间的能力, 是宇宙一个非常大的能力。
Brothers and sisters, this power of Hades is a very great power.
今天在地上所有一切的受造之物, 逃不过死亡的能力。
And today, all living things on earth cannot escape the power of death.
但是主在这里启示出来,
but the Lord says here, the gates of Hades cannot overcome my church.
甚至在空中,在宇宙当中,
whether it's in the universe, the power of death is very strong.
弟兄姊妹记不记得在外太空, 人类发现了一样非常可怕的东西。
Brothers and sisters, do you remember how man discovered something very scary in outer space?
就是黑洞。
And that is the black hole.
任何的星球进到黑洞的范围之后, 就被吞灭下去了。
Every star or planet comes close to the vicinity of the black hole will go into it and disappear.
我们从属灵的眼光来看这件事的时候, 看见这个死亡的能力, 不仅在地上, 甚至在我们人类可以经历到这个外太空的时候, 所看见一个死亡的存在, 是何等可怕的力量。
So from a spiritual perspective, death not only exists on this earth, but we can also see its embodiment of death in space. How scary is this?
但是主在这里说, 阴间的权势不能胜过它。
But the Lord says here, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
我们感谢主, 不是我们人可以做。
So we thank the Lord that this is something that man cannot achieve.
乃是主亲自要建立他的教会, 在这一个磐石上面。
But the Lord himself personally wants to build his church upon this rock.
所以接下来主更往前启示,
so the Lord also reveals something down the line as well.
他怎样来成就这件事情?
How does he see this thing come to pass?
他就对他的门徒说呢, 在21节, 他说从此耶稣才指示门徒, 他必须上耶路撒冷, 受长老, 祭司长, 文士许多的苦, 并且被杀, 第三日复活。
In verse 21, he says, from that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised up on the third day.
主的受死, 乃是为着人的罪, 主的复活, 带进神复活生命的大能, 我们建造的根基就在主十字架上与复活这件事上。
So the Lord's suffering and death was for our sake, for our sin. And now that he has resurrected, we can now build our foundation upon his resurrection.
那我们再来细细看这件事情。
So now let's look at this thing carefully.
我想这件事在希伯来书给我们讲得非常清楚。
So I think this is very clear in Hebrews.
我们请首先弟兄姊妹翻开希伯来书第二章。
So let's first turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
14节。
Verse 14.
第二章14节, 他说儿女既同有血肉之体, 他也照样亲自成了血肉之体, 特要借着死, 败坏那掌实权的就是魔鬼。
Chapter 2 verse 14. Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil.
并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
And might free those who through death, a fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives.
我们知道死是借着罪而来。
We know that death is because of sin.
魔鬼把这个犯罪的生命带到人的心身上。
And the devil has placed this life of sin in each of us.
圣经告诉我们，因一人犯了罪，死就进到了这个世上来。
And it says, because the righteous has committed sin, death has entered the world.
我们都在罪的辖制底下。
And we are all in this environment of sin.
我们每一个人至终都要死。
And all of us at some point will die.
主耶稣在十字架上的工作。
And the work of our Lord Jesus on the cross.
他乃是借着死败坏那掌死权的。
It is that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death.
我们的主他是神的儿子，他也是神自己。
Our Lord is the Son of God and is God himself.
他可以直接说你的罪得赦免。
He can just say your sin has been forgiven.
他可以不要上十字架。
He did not have to go on that cross.
但是他为了要除去世人的罪，
But because he wanted to eliminate the sin of man,
他必须要与我们同样取一个肉身。
He also needed to be like us in flesh and blood.
所以这里告诉我们，我们这一班所有神的儿女，我们有血肉之体，照样我们的主耶稣也道成肉身，取了一个血肉之体。
So since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same.
但是他是一个完全人。
But he is a perfect man.
并且当他在十字架上被钉死的时候，从死里复活，他就败坏死的权势。
And when he was nailed to the cross and died, his death defeated the death, power of death.
只有借着他才能够释放我们这所有被罪所奴隶的人类。
And only through him can he set free us who are captives to death.
我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
我们再往前看。
So let's look further on.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
这是讲到神在旧约里面对着以色列百姓，他们献祭来到神的面前，预表主的救赎工作。
And this is the Lord speaking on the Israelites and their offerings.
十二节。
Verse 12.
并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃是用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
And not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, he entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption.
以色列人每一次来到神的面前都要带着血，血能够遮盖他们的罪，让他们能够亲近神。
Whenever the Israelites approached God, they had to come with blood, because his blood covered their sin.
大祭司为着自己，为着所有的百姓，每一年一次在赎罪日的时候带着牛羊的血进到至圣所。
And the high priest on an annual basis will enter into the holy place.
但是主耶稣在十字架上所成就的一次直到永远。
But what the Lord accomplished, he only needs to do it once and it's good for eternity.
我们再往前看。
Let's look further on.
我们看二十四节。
Verse 24.
因为基督并不是进了人手所造的圣所，这不过是真圣所的影像，乃是进入了天堂， 如今为我们显在神的面前。
For Christ did not enter a holy place made of hands, a mere copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us.
也不是多次将自己献上，像那大祭司每年带着牛羊的血进入圣所。
Nor was it that he would offer himself often, as the high priest enters the holy place year by year with blood that is not his own.
如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦，但如今在这末次显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
Otherwise, he would have needed to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now once at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment.
像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。
So Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin to those who eagerly await him.
按着定命，人人都有一死。
So, naturally, all people will come to die.
死后且有审判。
And after death will come judgment.
罪的工价就是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
主耶稣他的救赎是一个完全的拯救。
And the Lord's redemption is a complete work.
如果没有十字架的受死，我们信仰没有根基。
And if we do not have the suffering and death of our Lord on the cross, then we do not have a foundation.
如果没有三天后从死里复活，我们会怀疑到底主是不是神的儿子。
And if he did not die and resurrect after 3 days, then we will question whether he is God's son.
但是感谢主，这一位道成肉身神的儿子。
But we thank the Lord that the Son of God who has become flesh and blood,
他在十字架上所成就的救赎工作，并且三天后从死里复活，是我们信仰最重要的根基。
Has suffered and died on the cross and resurrected after 3 days and completed his redemptive work. This is the foundation of our faith.
所以到了第十章。
So in chapter 10,
我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
希伯来书第十章十二节，他这里讲说，基督献上一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了。
So Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12, but he, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God.
从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳。
Waiting from that time onward until his enemies be made a footstool for his feet.
因为他一次献祭便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
For by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified.
感谢主，主在这里死里复活。
So we thank the Lord that he resurrected from death.
他的工作已经完成，在神的右边。
And his work is complete, and now he's sitting down on the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies be made a footstool for his feet.
并且叫因他一次的献祭，叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
And for by one offering he has perfected for all time those who has been sanctified.
谁是得以成圣的人呢？
Who are those that are sanctified?
那是在第十节所说的。
This is what it says in verse 10.
我们只要靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，我们就得以成圣。
By this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
所以不仅我们在基督里我们得以成圣，我们永远完全。
So, not only have we been sanctified in Christ, but we are also made complete.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，这是何等大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, what great grace this is.
那也许我们现在要更确定的，就是知道说十七节。
So today we need to firmly know what it says in verse 17.
神说, 我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯。
The Lord says, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more.
换句话说, 神把我们的一切的罪完全的忘记了。
In other words, our God has forgotten all of our sins.
罪也不能再控告我们。
And sin no longer has its grasp on us.
乃是因着耶稣基督的宝血，他的拯救。
But because through the saving of the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的根基。
Brothers and sisters, this is the root.
Foundation.
A foundation.
我们的根基乃是建立在神儿子所成就的工作上。
And this foundation is the basis of our works.
这不是世人所说的。 宗教都是一样,
and this is not what earthly man says that all religions are the same.
不是世人所说的宗教不过是劝人为善,
and it's not people of the world saying that religion is meant to be nice to each other.
不是光光只是为了改变社会更和谐而已,
and it's not merely for changing society for the better.
乃是生与死的关系,
but this relates to life and death.
乃是我们将来往何处去的问题。
And this relates to whether we are bound to go on path to the lake in the future.
所以我们基督徒，我们感谢主，我们是站在这一个稳固的磐石上。
So as Christians, we are built on this firm foundation, this rock.
好, 那既然是这样, 我们刚刚读到, 在以弗所书那里,
so if this is indeed the case, as we read in Ephesians,
保罗在那里提到, 我们这一班蒙恩得救的人, 我们乃是建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
So Paul says that us as sinners who have been saved by grace, we're being built on what the apostles and prophets prophesied.
有耶稣基督为房角石,
that our Lord Jesus being a cornerstone.
然后我们一从被建立, 渐渐成为主的圣殿,
and that we are being built into this Lord's holy temple.
并且我们在建造的过程当中, 一切都按着耶稣基督这一块房角石, 我们联络的合适,
and we are all being united by our Christ, who is the cornerstone.
联络的合适很显然让我们看见我们是对着主，然后彼此被联络。
And we know that we are facing the Lord and being fitted together.
在那里同时又讲到使徒和先知为根基。
So there it talks about the prophets and apostles being the foundation.
这里并不是告诉我们有两个根基。
It's not saying that there are two foundations.
只有一个根基就是耶稣基督。
There's only one foundation, and that's the Lord Jesus.
使徒跟先知，他们不过在这一个已经基督所立好的根基上， 这个根基是没有人可以立的， 只有主自己立上。
And this foundation can only be accomplished by Christ. No man can be the foundation.
那什么是使徒？
So what is an apostle?
使徒乃是奉差遣的意思。
So an apostle, someone has sent out.
他们奉差遣到各处去传福音建立教会。
And they being sent out to various places to build up the church.
圣经里面使徒有狭义的看法跟广义的看法。 狭义就是narrow.
Oh,
view.
Okay. And apostles, they have two views. They have a narrow view and a broad view.
在狭义的看法里面，就是指着主所蒙召的十二位使徒。当然，后来马提亚加入他们。
And the narrow view is that the Lord has 12 apostles.
那广义的看法就是圣经上所指的奉差遣出去，比如说像保罗、像巴拿巴，他们都被称为使徒。
And our broader view, apostles, relates to all those who have been sent out, such as Paul or Barnabas.
那他们出去传福音，在各地建立了教会。
And they went to various places, spread the gospel, and built up churches.
并且神 赐给他们神迹奇事异能，能够显出使徒的凭据来。
And God has given these
神迹 miracles.
Oh, miracles, power of the miracles to the apostles.
叫他们能够在当时的世代里面，借着主所行的，他们也能够行出来，好叫人能够相信这是出于神复活生命的能力。
So that in their time, they can show the power of the resurrection life.
并且他们有使徒的权柄。
Because they have the authority of this apostleship.
为了要维持教会当时的秩序和光景。
Because they had an influence on the condition of the church.
很多读经的人告诉我们，如果就着比较严谨的定义来看呢，在现今的世代，神已经不再使用使徒。
So Bible scholars believe that in this modern time, God no longer uses the power of the apostles.
那另外讲到先知。
So the other relates to prophets.
先知乃是将神的话能够在启示的光中发表出来。
And the prophets are meant to reveal the word of God to the people.
当然使徒主要也是教训主耶稣的教训。
And of course the apostles were teaching on the Lord's teachings.
但是先知更是在启示的光中能够更多的把主的话表明出来。
But prophets were revealing the word to the multitudes.
到教会从使徒时代一直到现今呢，我们知道在许多历世历代当中，神兴起了许多先知的职事。
You know that there's this time from the age of the apostles to now. During those times, there have been many prophets.
Prophetical
ministry.
你比方讲，在上个世纪，我们读经借着许多人传递给我们的信息，我们知道，比如说像斯百克弟兄。
So for example, in the last century, there are people who have been sharing the messages as our brother Bert Sparks.
或者像陶素 A.W. Tozer.
Or such as A.W. Tozer.
他们都是在二十世纪的时候神所先兴起来的先知。
These were these the people that God has risen up in a prophetic ministry.
他们能够重新在主面前对神的话有一个启示性的领受。
And they can have this revelation from God's word.
为着当时神儿女属灵的光景，神的工作，神把这个托付给他们。
And God has given them this role of building up this work and the condition of the church.
叫神的百姓能够重新得着复兴。
So that God's people can experience this revival.
神的见证能够继续的往前去。
And God's testimony can continue on forward.
这是先知的职事。
This is the role of the prophet.
所以我们就看见教会建立在使徒和先知的根基上。
So we can see that the church is being built on the teachings of these prophets and apostles.
目的乃是要叫教会能够得到建立。
So that the church may be built up.
那保罗也告诉我们，当这个根基被立好的时候，我们要谨慎在上面怎样建造。
So Paul also says that once this foundation is established, we need to take care on what we build on top of it.
那我们是用金银宝石在上面建造，还是用草木和谐在上面建造？
So are we building precious stones on top of it, or are we doing woodware and earthenware?
因为将来有一天火要发现。
Because one day it will endure the test of fire.
当这个火一发现的时候，我们的工程就要显露出来。
And once it's gone through the fire, our works will be revealed.
那用金银宝石建造的能够存留得住。
So that those that were built with gold, silver, and precious stones, those will remain.
用草木和谐 所见到的火一来，全部就烧掉了。
And any woodware or earthenware will be eliminated by fire.
所以被烧掉的，我们在主面前一切的服事就是枉然。
So those that are consumed by fire have no value.
能够存留下来的，在主面前要得到称赞，并且能够存到永恒。
And those that materials that remain will be there for eternity.
所以保罗在那里严重的警告我们。
So Paul warns us.
那接下来我们要来看。
So later on we will look at
这一个建造。
This building.
那从圣经的话，我个人的体会，建造主要在三方面。
So from my personal view on reading scripture, the building has three aspects.
这三方面呢，彼此关系非常紧密。
And the relationship between these three aspects is very close.
我们不能够偏重一方面。
We cannot lean towards one aspect more than the other.
因为除了这三方面同时做工呢，我们从教圣经的教训里面就会看见它会产生问题，并且没有达到果效。
Because if we lean towards one aspect more than the others, and if they're not working closely in conjunction, then Scripture says there will be faults.
所以我们讲的时候，我们会分三个方面来讲，但是弟兄姊妹先记在心中，这三方面一定要同时配合。
So we'll go through these three aspects one by one, but brothers and sisters, remember that these three have to be working close in conjunction.
第一个就是神的话。
First is God's word.
第二个，我们要在信心中，在顺服里面，当然是顺服主的话。
And the second is that we need to be obedient in faith.
In God's word.
In God's word.
第三个乃是借着圣灵。
And the third is through the Holy Spirit.
好，我们首先来看神的话。
Let's first look at God's word.
我想在讲这个之前呢，我简单的稍微提一下。
So before I speak on this, I just want to bring us something.
今天许多神的儿女呢，常常心中有一个不准确的想法。
Today, many of God's children have this incorrect thought.
我们看一个弟兄，看一个姊妹，哦，觉得他在聚会当中，可能聚会五年、十年。而且在各样服事上都有热心，所以我们觉得他好像被建立起来。
When we look at a brother or sister who have been attending church for 10 years or many years, and they have such fervor for the Lord, we consider them to be built up.
那这个建立呢，我们的观念就是说他的聚会正常。
And them being built up, we say that their church life is normal.
他好像对读主的话也能够有一点的认识。
And they also can understand when they read God's word.
他好像对教会许多的服事也有一点的热心。
And they also have this passion for service in the church.
然后传福音带领人看顾弟兄姊妹，好像这些外面做的事情也都表现得非常好。
And also the care for the brothers and sisters, outwardly it looks like it's very good.
所以我们就认为这个人在基督里已经慢慢被建立起来。
So we just consider this person that has already been built up in Christ.
但是主的话告诉我们，
But God's word tells us,
主不是用外面的事，许多宗教的活动来衡量这个人到底是不是在基督里被建立起来。
God does not use outward things to measure whether someone has been built up in Christ.
我们可以读很多主的话。
We can read many God's word.
我们也可以在外面有很多的服事。
And we can have many services.
我们可以在人面前表现很多的爱心。
And we can demonstrate love amongst men.
但是这些不过是外面的表象。
But these things are just outward
actions.
还有一个更重要的, 圣经乃是告诉我们, 每一个圣徒在主的心目中, 他所要的, 乃是我们都要长成, 有基督长成的真量。
What the scripture says is that all of us need to sort of from fullness of Christ attain the stature.
所以主是用基督的生命在我们身上长成有多少来衡量这一个人到底在主的真道上他是不是被建立起来。
So God uses of how much of the life of Christ we have in us to measure their spiritual well-being.
所以我们看见很多神的儿女在各种聚会当中, 也许刚开始五年、十年有热心服事。
So we see that people, maybe in the first 5 years and 10 years, they might have this heart to serve.
但是过了50岁、60岁、70岁, 慢慢年纪老了, 好像教会的事情该做什么, 怎样行, 他在教会聚会那么多年都知道了。
And maybe after they are 50, 60, 70 years old, and they look at the various services at the church, and they might feel like they know what to do.
追求的心就停下来了。
But then their heart of pursuit has dwindled.
开始注意自己, 怎样退休, 怎样 vacation, 怎样, 啊, 顾到我将来的生活。 而不是有一个意向，知道主在我们身上的生命还没有成熟，我们要往前不断的奔跑。And
they start considering things like retirement or vacations or how to prepare for this late stage of their life, and they fail to understand that they have still not matured in Christ, and they need to continue to run this race that is set before them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们
So brothers and sisters, our understanding of the spiritual building is very important.
第一个,
First, let's look at God's Word.
我想圣经讲到主话语的重要实在,
So Scripture has emphasized the importance of God's Word, and we will do so. Once again,
你比方讲我们刚刚所读的彼得前书那里,
For example, what you read in 1 Peter,
在第二节、第三节那里他就讲到说, 我们要像, 啊, 一个婴孩渴慕奶一样, 我们渴慕主的话。
It says that we are like infants who need to long for this milk, the word of God.
然后叫我们渐长, 以至于得救。
So that we may grow and be saved.
那里的得救乃是指着魂的救恩说的。
And that is referring to the salvation of the soul.
那魂的救恩乃是我们一生的功课。
So the salvation of the soul is our life's pursuit.
如果我们去读雅各书第一章19节, 那里讲得更清楚。
If we read James, sorry,
119,
yep.
那里就讲到说, 这个主的话乃是能够拯救我们魂的话。
It says that God's word is the word that can save our soul.
所以什么叫做魂的救恩呢?
So what is the salvation of the soul?
我们知道魂乃是思想意志情感。
We know that the soul is the combination of
思想,
our mind,
our
thoughts,
and feelings. 我们的思想、意志、情感在我们还没有得救以前是以自我为中心。
And before we were saved, we were the center of attention.
我们所顾的都是我们自己。
Everything we thought about was related to ourselves.
我们的思想想到我们自己。
Our thoughts were only concerned of ourselves.
的好处, 我们有自己的意见。
We have our own goals.
那我们的意见 总是背逆神的,
and our opinions were always against the Lord.
我们的意志, 我们有强的意志, 但是很可惜, 这个意志常常, 啊, 不是讨神所喜悦。
And we have also have this things that we want to accomplish then that are not of the Lord.
Will, okay?
Will, yeah.
然后另外一个呢, 我们的情感, 弟兄姊妹, 你如果每天翻报纸,
and also our feelings, brothers and sisters, if you read the newspapers,
人类日光之下没有什么新鲜事。 There's no new things under the sun.
Oh, there are new things under the sun.
人类所发生的事情从古到今不断在那边重复。
Things that have been occurring to man from the very beginning are still occurring today.
贪心, 婚姻的问题, 淫乱的问题, 这个抢夺, 这个, 很多违法的问题, 都是 这个败坏的人罪在情感里面把我们整个人都扭曲掉了。Whether
it's greed, marital problems, corruption, theft, all these things, it is being placed in our hearts by the person who has the power of death.
主的话可以拯救我们。But
God's word can save us.
这个拯救乃是把我们救回到我们的心思向主的心思。
And the salvation enables us, our thoughts and our ways, to be like the Lord's.
我们的情感像主的情感,
and our feelings to be like the Lord's.
我们, 的意志像主的意志,
and our will to be like the Lord's will.
我们能够顺服神,
so that we can obey the Lord.
我们能够像主一样, 有一个神圣的爱,
and we can also have this great love like the Lord.
我们的思想乃是以父的事为念。
And our thoughts are aligned with God's.
所以主的话非常的重要。
So the Lord's word is very important.
时间的关系, 我很多我不能够再讲了。
Due to time, there are a lot that I cannot share.
但是一件事情我需要 提醒弟兄姊妹,
but one thing that I would like to bring up to brothers and sisters,
我们信主的人实在要多读主的话,
that we as believers need to read the word.
我记得孙弟兄有一次很久以前来到我们的退休会,
I remember long ago, brother's son came to our retreat.
他说, 一个服侍主的人最起码要先把圣经读个十遍。
He said that for those people who want to serve the Lord, they need to read the Bible at least 10 times.
然后我们开始服侍主才会准确。
And only then when we serve the Lord can we serve it correctly.
我深深地同意这句话。
And I deeply agree with what he said.
这一次他来他又重复了一次。
And this time around, he also repeated this point.
他们聚会当中有很多年轻人常常跑来 找孙弟兄呢，教会需要这个改变，那个改变。
And in his congregation, there are many young brothers and sisters who approach him, says the church needs to change in this way and that way.
孙弟兄说，可以，我们可以坐下来好好交通。
And brother son says, sure, we can sit down and fellowship on this.
不过你先读20遍的圣经，你再来找我交通。
But first read the Bible 20 times and then look for me.
我在这些年间呢， 有机会跟弟兄姊妹一起交通主的话。
And among these years, I have many opportunities to fellowship with brothers and sisters in the Word.
我发觉弟兄姊妹常常问一些问题。
And I feel like brothers and sisters often ask this question.
所以有一次我就问一位弟兄。
So one time I asked a brother.
因为弟兄跟我很熟, 所以我也比较勇敢地问他。
And because I was close to this brother, I asked pretty boldly.
所以我说,弟兄,你圣经读过几遍?
I asked him, brother, how many times have you read the Bible?
他说,一两遍。
He said, one or two times.
那我说,弟兄,如果你对圣经能够多读几遍,很多问题,你从主的话里面,你就自己明白了。
I said, brother, if you read this Bible many more times, then a lot of these problems you are facing, you will find the answer in His Word.
所以我个人觉得一个年轻的 弟兄姊妹，特别坐在我们前面这些20岁、30岁的弟兄姊妹，我是很盼望你们，最起码啊，对着圣经能够读个5遍吧。
So personally, I feel like young brothers and sisters, especially these sitting in the front row in their 20s and 30s, should read the Bible about 5 times by now.
我不是说你们一夜之间要读五遍。
I'm not saying that in one night you need to read it 5 times over.
如果你信主以后，求主给我们有恩典，一年读个一遍。
If you believe in the Lord and ask for His grace, ask Him to allow you to read it once through the year.
你过了5年、10年，你圣经最起码也读个5遍。
And after 5 or 10 years, then you would have read it at least 5 times.
保罗说：“你们要把主的话丰丰富富的藏在心里。”
Paul says that the word of God you need to treasure deeply in your heart.
我们常常觉得主的话啊，有时候不容易懂。
We oftentimes feel like God's word is difficult to understand.
但是弟兄姊妹，不要忘记主的话有圣灵自己的开启。
But do not forget that the Lord's word has the Holy Spirit can reveal the truth to us.
我们每读一遍，随着我们生命年日的增加，我们对主的话过去不明白的，第二次读、第五次读、第十次读，感觉深度越来越不同。
And as we grow in age and experience, when we reread the word, whether it's the 5th time, 10th time, any amount of times, we will realize that things we previously did not understand, we have a different understanding of them.
那对着许多已经达到退休年龄的这些弟兄姊妹，
so,
你们时间很多了，可以常读主的话。
So for those brothers and sisters who have retired, you have a lot of time now to read the Bible.
主的话很重要。
God's word is very important.
但是有一个危险。
But there is a danger.
主的话，如果我们只是单单看重主的话，它会成为字句。
If we just look at God's word, then it will become
literal.
Then it will just be literal.
字句叫人死。
And literalness will lead to death.
所以接下来，我刚刚提了3点，这3点必须要在一起，非常重要。
So previously I mentioned that there are 3 points and that these 3 points need to work closely in conjunction.
第二个，我们要用信心来接受主的话。
Second, we need to have faith to receive God's word.
以色列人在希伯来书告诉我们，他们跟我们同样领受了福音，但是他们没有因为信心的调和，以至于他们不能够进入神的安息。
So in Hebrews, it mentions that the Israelites have also heard this word, but because they did not unite their faith to this word, they did not, it profited them none.
我们信主是从信心入门。
So when we believe in the Lord, it is through faith.
我们跟随主，我们是在信心里面接受主的话。
And when we follow the Lord, it's because we have faith in His word.
所有属灵的话能够成为实际，乃是借着信心把它接受过来。
And all these spiritual word that it can become reality is because of faith.
所以我们需要应用信心，真实的信靠主的话。
So we need to have faith and with God's word.
你比方讲主常常给我们讲到说他供应我们一切的需要。
So for example, when we say that the Lord has provided us our needs,
这对我们天然人来说不容易接受。
To the natural man, this is something very hard to accept.
我今天我们都是从亚洲来美国，大部分的父母级的弟兄姊妹。
So a majority of people here have come from Asia to America.
我们来到美国， 大部分的人都是凭着自己啊，靠着主的恩典，我们在这里生存下来。
And a lot of the people here have relied on themselves by the Lord's grace to set themselves up in this place.
当我们一失业的时候，主这句话呢，给我们的考验就很厉害。
But when we lose our jobs, then the Lord's this Lord's word is a very great test for us.
但是如果我们能够想到说主他是我的主，他讲过说他顾念我们的需要，我们真是能够信得来吗？
But if we remember that the Lord is our Lord and that He provides for our every need, do we believe this?
我们相信主的话，不是说我们完全就坐在那里等一个工作再从天上掉下来。
So believing in God's word does not mean we just simply sit there and wait for a job to fall on us.
我们乃是啊一个积极的态度，一面我们相信主的话。
But rather, it is we have this heart of belief in God's word.
我们也按着主啊在我们身上的带领，我们仍然一步一步。在安心里面跟随主。
And under God's guidance, we can continue on with a heart of peace.
我们就要经历主自己的奇妙。
And we can experience this miracle.
所以信心在我们跟随主的路上必须建立在主的身上，并且我们把主的话他的应许接过来。
So when we walk this path of life, we need to have faith in God and His Word in order to receive His Word.
第三个点。
So our third point.
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵它是真理的灵。
Holy Spirit is Spirit of Truth.
它就是真理。
He is the truth.
它要带领我们进入一切的真理。
And He wants to bring us to the truth.
所以主的话就这一面来说，我们需要熟悉。
So the Lord's word, on one hand, we need to become familiar with it.
然后我们需要主在圣灵里面来对我们再一次说话。
And then the Lord will speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
因为他是真理，所以他说的话跟主的圣经上的话是不会冲突的。
So because he is a spirit of truth, what he says will never contradict with the word.
有时候我们领会会觉得冲突，是因为我们自己领会错了。
Oftentimes, if we feel like it's contradictory, it's because we have wrongly led.
那主会在圣灵里面借着他所说的话第二次再对我们说话。
And God will, through the Holy Spirit, speak to us a second time.
这个就是我们弟兄们常常讲的，第一次讲的话就是 Logos， 第二次讲的话就是 Rhema。
So this is what is regarded as the first time we read something, that is Logos. The second time we read it is Rhema.
你比方讲，
For example,
路加福音第一章那里讲到，出于神的话没有一句不带能力的。
So for example, in Luke it says, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, all of it has power.
这个话是 Rhema.
This word is Rhema.
是圣灵把主的话拿起来再对我特别的说话，这个话才有能力。
It is the Holy Spirit bringing up the specific word to us uniquely so that it has power.
另外，你比方讲，主说我的话就是灵，就是生命。
On the other hand, when the Lord says, my word is spirit and life.
这个话是 Rhema.
This word is Rhema.
这个话是圣灵特别在某一个情况里面对我说话，它有带着能力。
And this word is the spirit speaking to me in my unique circumstances. That has power.
所以我必须要用几个例子呢。把这三个点融合在一起， 然后让我们看见因着这三个点必须要融合在一起，我们在生命中才能够真实得到建造。
And now I want to share some examples that will bring all these three aspects together, and these three aspects in unity will result in the spiritual building.
这个例子在我们每一个人日常生活当中，学校、工作场合、家庭都会发生，但是我们如果留意，我们的生命自然能够被建造。
And this example will occur in many of our lives, whether it be at work, at school, or any other areas. And once we understand this, then we can be built up.
从前有一个弟兄。
So back then, there was a brother.
在公司里面呢，有一次有一个party.
At work, he had a party.
那 party 完之后呢，就是礼拜五，公司 order 了很多食物。
And for the party, the company ordered a lot of food on this Friday.
然后也有 pizza, donut, 什么很多好吃的东西。
There are many pizza and donuts and other delicious things.
所以弟兄呢想说，哦，我今天呢还剩这么多，留在这里浪费，所以我就弟兄想要去拿一些，就带回家分给家人吃，这很正常嘛，啊。
So this brother says, there's so much food left over, I'm going to save some of it and bring it back home so my family can eat. This is a normal thing.
当弟兄走到桌子那里准备要拿的时候，
So when the brother approaches the table and he's about to retrieve the food,
主的话突然临到他，
God's word suddenly reached him.
你要顾念穷人，
You need to remember the poor.
穷人，
Poor people. Yeah.
然后他突然间继续往前想，哦，这些东西对我来说有没有无所谓。
And then he came to a realization that this food, whether he has it or not, is not important to him.
但是在公司有很多清洁工。
But in the company, there are many janitorial workers.
通常留下来的东西是这些工人带回去的。
And oftentimes, they would bring this food back to their homes.
他们比你更需要。
They need it more than he did.
你不需要带这些回家。
And the word told them, you did not need to bring this home.
当这个话一临到的时候，弟兄手马上放下来。
And when this word reached this brother's heart, he immediately dropped his hand.
我们相信，当人圣灵对我们的心说话，我们信心去接受他的时候，主在我们这个人身上做改变。
So when we remember the word and the Spirit speaks to us, then the Lord will change our hearts.
这一个是属灵的建造。
This is a spiritual building.
弟兄马上转头就走。
And the brother immediately turned around and left.
是的，主，你比我更有义。
Yes, Lord, you are more righteous than me.
还有，讲我一点个人的经历。
And now speak on a personal experience.
在今年一二月的时候，
So this year, in January and February,
我的岳父母呢，他们在台湾生病，特别是我的岳父。
So my parents-in-law, especially my father-in-law, they were sick in Taiwan.
那我们一直在主面前为他们祷告，也寻求什么时候合宜的时候，我跟我姊妹看哪一个人要回去帮忙。
And my family was praying to the Lord and trying to find the appropriate time to visit them.
刚好我做一个 project.
And at the same time, I was working on this project.
是在奥地利。
And it was in Austria.
奥地利呢，我们同事在 project 快要上 production 的时候呢，他们就问说，你要过来 support, 你要来。
And in the midst of this project, my coworkers were asking me to go visit them to work on this.
我已经两年没有到欧洲去出差了。And
it has been several years since I visited Europe.
我心中很想去。
And in my heart, I really wanted to go.
因为那时候是三月份要去。
And at that time, I was going to go in March.
并且呢, 我还计划好。 两个礼拜周末我还可以去维也纳看一看。
And I already planned it out to go for several weeks and on a weekend to go to Vienna.
那如果维也纳不好玩，我还可以坐火车到巴黎。
And if Vienna was not fun, then I can even take the train to Paris.
但是当我在那里思想这些事情的时候，
But when I was thinking about these things,
主的话临到我，
God's word reached me.
这是 很关键的时候,
this is a very critical time.
你不要出门,
do not leave.
你需要在家里陪着你的家人，为台湾的家人多祷告。
You need to be at home with your family and can you continue to pray for your family in Taiwan.
所以当主的话临到我的时候，我就很清楚往哪里去。
So when God's word reached me, then it became very clear to me where I had to go.
我就跟同事说，我的岳父母啊需要帮忙在台湾，我有可能随时要回去，所以我可以 remote support，你们去就好了。So
I told my colleagues that my parents-in-law in Taiwan were very sick, and at any point I might have to go, so I would remote work and support them, and themselves to go by themselves.
感谢主呢。 主在这一世上就很清楚这样带领我们。So
thank the Lord that in this very specific situation, He leaded me.
当我做这样决定的时候，我里面实在是有说不尽的平安。And
when I made this decision, a decision in my heart, there was this unexplainable peace.
所以弟兄姊妹，这三个连在一起非常重要。So
brothers and sisters, these three aspects together is very important.
很多时候我们觉得靠着圣灵就可以了。
Oftentimes we feel like if you just rely on the Holy Spirit, then it's enough.
不错，但是你要想到说，有时候我们灵里的感觉，如果我们没有主客观的话来 support 我们的时候，我们灵里的感觉常常会造成我们许多的困惑。
But if we solely rely on the Holy Spirit and do not have the objective truth of God's word, then we will be oftentimes encounter many difficulties.
但是如果我们对主的话熟悉，我们在寻求教会的服事，个人往后的道路，主就很容易，圣灵把神客观的话拿起来，就放到我们的心中。
But if we were to pursue being familiar with the word, with the matters of the church and our own spiritual well-being, then the Lord will put this objective truth in Scripture in us.
所以我们要殷勤读主的话。
So we want to read God's word.
我们需要在凡事上用信心来接受主的话。
And in all things, we need to have faith to receive God's word.
我们让主的灵能够自由在我们身上应用他的话，我们就能够在信心里面来跟随。And
if we let the Spirit of God freely roam within us, then we can have faith to pursue this well-being.
这是保罗生活的态度。This
is the attitude of Paul in his life.
保罗说，如今活着不再是我，基督在我里面活着。
He said that it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me.
主的灵, 主的生命活在他里面,
the Spirit of God is living in him.
并且我如今活着不是靠着他自己，乃是因耶稣基督的信在我里面活着。And
he no longer relies on himself to live, but rather the life of Christ in him.
The faith
of
Christ.
Yep.
什么是基督的信心呢?
What is the faith of Christ?
基督的信心 乃是讲到我们一切的信心都是从主来，那那一个信心就是我们一得救的时候，那一个信是从主来，一直在我们的里面。
It's referring to that faith that when we believe, the faith that comes from God, and that when we believe, this faith now dwells in us.
所以盼望啊，这原则性的交通能够在我们生活当中带进真实属灵的建造。
So may this sharing bring about the spiritual building within us.
对不起，过了一点时间。
I apologize for I've gone a bit over time.
我们再有一点结束祷告。
Let's have a prayer for conclusion.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
但愿你把这些活的话。
May you use this living word.
更多启示在我们的心中。
To reveal more to our hearts.
带领我们走这一条。生命的道路
to lead us to walk this path in life.
愿你的旨意成就在你百姓的中间
May your will be done amongst your children.
好叫我们每一位能够在属灵上长成满有基督长成的身量
So that all of us may grow in the spirit and attain to this full measure of Christ.
我们把一切荣耀感谢敬拜归给你
We give you all the glory, thanks and praise.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
Pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.